Don't let anyone make you think that Palestine is just politics or just some conflict. No, victory is coming, the likes of which most could only ever imagine. Masjid al-Aqsa is mentioned in the Holy Quran. It is from Jerusalem al-Quds that the Holy Prophet ascended through the seven heavens. Palestine has everything to do with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, with Jesus alayhi salam, with the world and with you. Which may be part of the wisdom behind why Imam Khamenei said, "The issue of Palestine is the most important issue of the world of Islam." Ayatollah Sistani also has said, "Jerusalem al-Quds is an occupied land that should return to the sovereignty of its Palestinian owners, no matter how long it takes." You may have heard already about Sheikh Jarrah. Sheikh Jarrah is a neighborhood in Jerusalem al-Quds where many Palestinian families live. The Israelis are claiming this land for themselves, seeking to evict scores of Palestinians from their homes.
Yaakov, you know this is not your house.
Yes, but if I go, you don't go back. So what's the point? Why are you yelling at me? I didn't do this.
But you're not
helping. It's easy to yell at me, but I didn't do this.
Yeah, you are helping. Stealing my house.
And if I don't steal it, someone else is going
to
steal it.
No one is allowed to steal it, Yammi.
Tens of thousands of Palestinians had gathered at Masjid al-Aqsa to protest this atrocious Zionist scheme. When were they protesting? Al-Quds Day, the 7th of May, the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan, a day which is of particular spiritual significance for Muslims, when revolutionaries across the planet were showing their solidarity for Palestine. As if out of spite, Israeli mercenaries entered into the holy vicinity of Masjid al-Aqsa with their filthy boots, wielding weapons. And right when the Palestinians had opened their fasts, the Israelis attacked, using stun grenades, smoke bombs, rubber bullets against unarmed worshippers. One of the injured lost an eye, two suffered serious head wounds, and two had their jaws fractured. The Red Crescent said over 200 worshippers inside the holy Masjid al-Aqsa were injured. Just imagine if such an attack had taken place against a church or a synagogue anywhere in the world. It would have been unanimously condemned as a flagrant violation of human rights. But these are just Palestinians. Right? I mean, who cares? It's normal. The Islamic resistance had warned Israel that if the Israelis used violence against civilian areas, the Islamic resistance would attack Tel Aviv. The Zionists took this with a pinch of salt. Maybe they thought, it will just be some small missiles, it won't have any real effect, the Iron Dome will protect us. But they miscalculated, not recognizing that Palestine is not alone. And so Israel made more blunders. On the 8th of May, the Israeli police, wearing riot gear and some on horseback, used stun grenades and water cannons, seriously injuring a further 80 people. And on the 9th of May, the Israelis stormed Masjid al-Aqsa, again injuring hundreds of worshippers. Israeli airstrikes caused a 13-story residential tower in Gaza to collapse. The Islamic resistance has had enough. For over 70 years, innocent unarmed men, women and children have been bombed, murdered and humiliated for wanting their basic human rights. For over 70 years, the Palestinian families have been subjected to mental torture, being evicted from their own homes and treated like vermin at the hands of this tyrannical Zionist foreign occupier. And for over 70 years, the Islamic resistance has been showing resilience in the face of the Zionist usurpers. And now, the Islamic resistance is going to show the world that we have to resist to exist. On the 10th and 11th of May, Hamas and Islamic Jihad fired over 400 rockets into the Zionist settlements. Israel, which has no code of ethics or humanity, carried out airstrikes which injured 103 Palestinians and killed 10 more innocent children. Yes, we know what Israel is. It is a ruthless child killer and baby killer. It has no shame in spilling the blood of innocent children, and it has no hesitation in committing every war crime under the sun. And this has been the dark history of Israel since 1948, when it was established. These predominantly American European Zionists came to the sacred land of Palestine, booted out the Palestinians who were already living there, whose ancestors had lived there for centuries, kicked them out of their homes, and said, "This land is now called Israel. We own this land." This is what the Zionist entity is. And since its inception, thousands and thousands of innocent men, women, and children have been killed directly by the Zionists. Countless Palestinians have been forced out of their lands and their homes without having the right to return to their homeland. Children have been killed by mines and shells and explosives while they're playing football in the streets. A Holocaust of Muslim and Christian and Jewish Arabs has taken place at the hands of Israel for the past 70 plus years. Why? Because they have always wished to expand. Their plan was never just to take Palestine and be satisfied with that. No, 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 no. Their plot has always been to fully infiltrate and seize control of the entire Muslim region, from the River Nile to the River Euphrates and beyond. Get it? That's the idea of the Greater Israel. But guess what? They have failed. Despite all their efforts, due to the steadfast resistance of the camp of the oppressed, Israel has not only failed to expand, they've been forced to build a wall around themselves. What does that show you? They're vulnerable, they're weak, they're isolated. They use all their wealth, influence, and mainstream media to paint a picture of them being indestructible and invincible. But they are on the verge of annihilation. And as our dear beloved Sayyid in Lebanon has said, "Wallahi, hiya ahwanu min bayt al-ankabut." Wasn't their plot to disunite the Muslims, to make Shias and Sunnis fight against one another? Well, guess what? Predominantly Shia Iran has always supported the predominantly Sunni Palestine, and has even thoroughly funded and helped the Palestinians to resist. The M75 and Fajr 5 missiles used by the Palestinian resistance are famously aided to them by Iran.
من دعم المقاومة وأدرك شرف مساندتها ونصرها بالسلاح والعدة شكرا لكل أولئك من أفراد وجماعات ودول وعلى رأسهم جمهورية إيران الإسلامية التي لم تبخل علينا بالمال وبالسلاح وبأمور أخرى وأمدتنا في المقاومة بالصواريخ التي دكت حصون الصهاينة في صولات وجولات مضت مع المحتل.
And today we see the Palestinians thanking the Islamic Republic of Iran for the Badr 3 missiles you see soaring like dragons over the heads of the cowardly Israeli tyrants. These warheads have a range of 150 kilometers, and now the Palestinian resistance forces can beat Israel's Iron Dome defense. Yes, Benjamin Netanyahu and the Zionists have nowhere left to hide. They better learn how to swim. The IRGC Quds Force of Iran has vowed more powerful support for Palestine. And Nujba and Kitaiba Hezbollah from Iraq, Ansarullah from Yemen, and of course Hezbollah from Lebanon. The full-fledged Islamic resistance front is united and prepared to obliterate Israel. The Zionists' best efforts to create disunity have backfired tremendously. And we ask all the believers to recite the dua of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam for those on the frontiers. It is only and only because of the Islamic principle of united resistance that Israel is unable to expand and is soon going to face defeat. Remember that, remember that, remember that. The Islamic principle of united resistance. Not because of the UN, not because of the chit-chat of politicians or any negotiations with the Zionist terrorists, not because of adhering to their standards of peace. They want us to lie down and die while Zionist boots trample us. All the so-called champions of human rights are now going to start barking. Notice that all of these self-proclaimed advocates of human rights, these progressivists, the moment the Palestinians start resisting, they start saying how the Palestinians should only do peaceful protests. The Palestinians shouldn't fight back. How they should be non-violent. As if they expect the Palestinians to go and file a petition with the United Nations. What's more, they start talking about the lives of the innocent Israeli civilians and blaming the Islamic resistance for retaliating. Where were your voices when Palestinians were attacked, bombed, and evicted from their homes at the brutal hands of the Zionists? How dare you side with the oppressors? How dare you condemn those who are striving to win back their homelands and their freedom? May Allah's eternal curse be upon those who witness injustice and oppression taking place upon innocent human beings and yet decide to remain silent and indifferent. In the name of liberalism and politics and progressivism, and in the name of a misconstrued and shallow notion of taqiyya, such people only serve to strengthen the camp of the oppressors. This is why you see them only opening up their mouths when the oppressors get targeted. Munafiqeen, hypocrites, cowards! The end of the baby killer, racist, apartheid, ruthless, illegitimate, filthy Zionist regime is around the corner. And Allah will make it happen through the hands of the Islamic resistance, insha'Allah. فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. They talk about a two-state solution. Israel will have a state and Palestine will have a state. Imagine, just for a moment, if somebody came to your house, to your neighborhood, and split it in half, and said, this half is now yours, and this half is mine. Does this make any logical sense? Is there any humanity in that? We say no two-state solution. Israel never was a state, it is not a state today, and it never will be a state. And this is an Islamic principle. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam was once asked about one who has taken land without right to it and built upon it, to which he replied, the building is to be destroyed and the land returned to its rightful owner. The entire lineage of a wrongdoer holds no right. This is the only fair, just, and humane solution. The Palestinians deserve their land back. Neither the Israeli settlers nor their offspring have any right to be there. The Zionists need to get out or face the consequences of invading somebody else's home. And guess what? We are all Palestinian. That ain't just some woman in the Middle East being oppressed. No, that's my mother whose home you've invaded. That ain't just some man. That's my brother. That's my sister who's being harassed by the IDF mercenaries. That is my family. You know why? Because we are one ummah. Resistance is the only way we will ever make progress against these terrorists. Resistance is the only way we can exist. And this is why the Holy Quran says, وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. Some people think that we have to go and beg others to feel sympathetic for the Palestinian cause. No. There are already hundreds of thousands of millions of people across the world, Muslims, Christians, Jews, people of different backgrounds who care. Because you don't have to be a Muslim to support Palestine. You just have to be human. But there are too many people out there who don't have an ounce of humanity within their hearts. They never cared about Palestine, they don't care about it now, and they never will. And we don't need them. You want to see global perspectives change? Let the Israelis feel part of the suffering that they have made the Palestinians endure for the past 70 plus years. You can see countless missiles smashing over the heads of the Zionists. You can see Israelis cowering at the sound of alarms. You can see them laughing in the streets, and then not laughing because, oh, the threat is suddenly real. And we say, good, and it's going to get far worse for you if you don't get out. Because this has to be and must be the fate of every occupier. And the Zionists brought it upon themselves by occupying the lands of the indigenous Palestinians and by spreading corruption, fitna, terrorism throughout the region. Hey? Some only learn the hard way. Then and only then will these hypocrites understand the extent of the crimes they have committed. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, one usurped stone in a house is a guarantee for its ruin. Alhamdulillah, freedom seekers globally are out there protesting, showing their solidarity with Palestine. But if you're not one of them, if you are afraid to march against the Israeli embassy, if you're afraid to speak out against these criminals, then you need to wake up and realize the chains that the Taghut has imprisoned you in. You're not free, you're afraid. You're not free, you're enslaved. This is what the system of the Taghut does. And if there was ever a time where you were thinking of breaking those chains, it is now. Don't think even for a moment that Palestine is separate from us wherever we live. No, the Zionists have perpetuated a system of terrorism, oppression, and fear globally, i.e. the system of the Taghut. The moves, the strategies, the rubber bullets, the riot gear, this is a system of domination which you are a part of. Remember, Derek Chauvin, the murderer of George Floyd, was trained by Israelis. And the head of the snake, the puppet master, the overlord of all hegemony and arrogance is the great Satan, America.
I think it's about time we stop apologizing for our support for Israel. There's no apology to be made. None. It is the best $3 billion investment we make. Were there not an Israel, the United States of America would have to invent an Israel to protect her interest in the region. The United States would have to go out and invent an Israel.
America is the greatest tyrant, villain, Yazid and Fir'aun of today. Throughout its history, it bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Look what it did to Vietnam. Look at what it did to Iraq, to Afghanistan. Look at what they did to the countries in South America. Look at how they crippled Haiti. Don't let them forget how they are the funders of ISIS and of the real terrorist groups. Every nation that has begged it has been trampled. Every nation that has attempted to negotiate with it has been tricked. And every nation that has taken it as an ally has become its slave. Through the liberation of Palestine, every oppressed nation on earth will see the only way to deal with the terrorists is through the only language they understand, the language of power, the language of resistance. And the oppressors and tyrants of the world need to recognize that while we are oppressed, we are by no means weak. The Zionists wanted to seize control from the River Nile to the River Euphrates. On behalf of all the oppressed monotheists of the world, we will resist you as Moses of the Nile resisted the Pharaoh, and we will make willing sacrifices as Hussein of the Euphrates made willing sacrifices. وَهَيْهَاتْ مِنَّ الظِّلَّةِ
عَلَى وَإِنَّ السَّعِيَ ابْنَ السَّعِيَ قَدْ رَكَزَ بَيْنَ اثْنَتَيْنِ بَيْنَ الزِّلَّةِ والزلة.